for tuning into the Genesis Frequency. Yes, this is the Genesis Frequency, and this is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina coming at you with a show where we look at whole life prosperity and making whole life prosperity our reality. You're in the right place at the right time. We talk about quantum leap goal achievement, radical personal transformation, and we talk about success and prosperity in every area of our lives. Stay tuned for another show that's going to take you to your pot of gold, however you define it, somewhere over your rainbow. Thanks for being here today. Thanks for being here every day. Let's get this one underway. Indeed, indeed. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina. Indeed, let's get this show underway today. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be, wherever you are when you decided to hit that play button. Thank you so much for doing so. I strive to walk in a state of appreciation, of gratitude every day. It's magical when you can add that element to your life. If you're not doing that already, you may want to get into a regular gratitude practice. Perhaps start a gratitude journal. It doesn't have to be anything fancy, just a notebook. And take a few minutes every day. Great way to start your day. And just open up your notebook and just start listing the things that you are grateful for. So one of them is, for me, is I am grateful that you are listening. So thank you so much. Today we're going to do a little bit of a shift. We had talked about the different types of goals yesterday and getting to that place where we spend some time deciding what we want in our lives. What will it be that will satisfy that inner longing and discontent that perhaps we experience from time to time, if not all the time? Some of us experience that all the time, and just, I don't know what it is, I just want something different, I want something more, I want something else. When you wake up and you realize that you've been living in your comfort zone, and your comfort zone is providing no growth, you're always going to be called to be, do, and have more, as long as you're taking a breath. So that's what this is all about. That's what the Genesis Frequency is all about. To get in alignment with your big dream goals. Those dreams that you have no idea how they could possibly come true for you. But they're tapping on that inner door as desire. As something you really want. And perhaps all your life you rejected it because you didn't think it's possible for you. So yesterday I invited you to take some time to start making your list of what it is you want. List everything you want. The trips you want to go on. The relationships you want to experience and have and what they look like. Just think about every area of your life. Health. What does your health, your physicality, your physical body look like? Your vacation time. What do you want to do for you? What about your legacy? What do you want to leave behind? All these different areas we want to take a look at and make a list of wants. And we should spend time with this every day, searching out every area of consciousness. Every area of our heart, determining what it is that's lying dormant as a longing and discontent. What would satisfy that? Right now, we're just making that big list of wants, like we're going to see Santa Claus, right? Or if we just won the $1 billion lottery, what do we want to do? Because we can do this. You show me, tell me, what you want, and You can have it. We can get you there. Because it's done by law. One of the ways that I have found very helpful in getting to those places within consciousness where some of those perhaps old dreams, those longings, that disconnect are laying there, dormant, feeling unloved, if you will, because they've been neglected or rejected for so long. One of the best ways I found to get in there and examine what's going on is through just a process of reflection, a simple meditation, a meditative process. And what I like to do is to put on some gentle background music, just to do some breathing exercises. Sometimes I use terms, sound meditation, terms that really have no meaning but will be a focal point. And other times I'll use terms that to me are very sacred or divine in their essence, just to keep me centered, to keep me in that awareness of the presence of energy that I am. You know, it might be as simple as I am love. And between a simple mantra like that and our breathing, what happens is we get that monkey chatter to settle down. I talk to people all the time that say, well, I can't meditate. My thoughts are just always running all over the place. Well, it takes some time. It takes a little practice, just like anything else. And we have to condition ourselves that this is our time. I like to do it at a regular time every day. I start out using a hand drum and just tapping out a simple heartbeat type rhythm. We all have rhythm. Just think about your heartbeat, right? The first rhythm that you ever heard in your mother's womb. And I just tap that out on the drum. And it signals my consciousness and now my whole body, because I've been doing it for quite some time, that, hey, it's time to be quiet inside and out. It's time to focus on my breath or my mantra, to be still. So we're going to do that a little bit right in this podcast today. I'm going to do a little meditation and take some time to go to that place. Now let me see if through the magic of technology I can gently add in some music here. And we're going to see if I can't work that in. There we go. Just bring it up a little bit. Not too much. I just like something in the background to take my attention off the day, to get to that peaceful place inside. So I invite you to come with me this day. If you're in a safe place where it's safe to close your outer eyes, I invite you to do just that, to find a quiet place, or if that's not right for you now, to perhaps come back to this at another time when it is right. And find that quiet place in your home or your office where it's safe to close your eyes and just relax. Relax sitting up in an upright position. It's okay if you lay down and you fall asleep, but our intention is a little bit different for what we're doing here. So just sit in an upright position. Allow your body to be supported by the chair, your hands on your lap, your feet flat on the floor, taking a deep breath. Let's set the intention to allow room for the inner counselor to show us our dreams and our wants and our fantasies and what we want to move into our field of experience. Perhaps it's the long-lost dream as a child, something we always wanted to be, do, and have. Here, we'll just let it be as we move into the stillness. Deep breath. And sometimes as we verbalize that exhale, we can look at it and visualize it being a release, a letting go. A letting go of all that does not serve us, whether it's thoughts, whether it's worry, whether it's a feeling of limitation or lack. Just see yourself with your eyes closed as inhaling abundant love and exhaling all those temporary concerns and worries that will probably never happen anyway, and just releasing them. For now, you're immersed in the sacred energy of all that is. You are one with all that is. You are energy. Breathe in and breathe out. I am love. I am the presence of love. Is. I am that I am. Should random thoughts continue to enter your mind, we just allow them. In our humanness, that's what we do. We think thoughts. The key is to not engage them. Just let them pass like a passing cloud. Those that tend to linger, to see yourself placing them in a basket in a stream and see those thoughts drifting away. And those thoughts will settle. Picture your mind like making a bed. You throw the sheet over the bed, and as it catches the air, it gently settles on the mattress. And so it is with us. We gently settle on our foundation, which is the energy of love. Of goodness, of peace, of inner tranquility. Anytime it seems as if you're drifting, come back to those words, I am love. Come back to your breath, I am, and I release, and I let go. Acknowledge how beautiful it is in this sea of tranquility, in this place of peace. Bathing in the serenity of the eternal moment of now. I'll step back for just a moment, about a minute or so, and let you go deeper into the music and into consciousness, and then we'll wrap up today's episode. Hopefully, you moved a little bit closer to that place of tranquility within you. Gently, easily. And the more you do this, the easier it becomes. And the longer you can do it for, you can stretch this time out. I was brief on most of what we did today because of the nature of this episode and the length of time I try to keep it to. But you can put on your own music and you can just let this go and gradually stretch out your time. The really ideal place to get yourself is to that place of no thought, but as humans being, that's almost impossible because we think thoughts. We don't want to let them settle. We want to just let them be. Just not engage them. Remember, we don't engage them. And they'll settle. And they'll stop. And their frequency will stop. It'll slow down anyway, I should say. So make this a regular practice. This is a part of dream building. Because we can access this quiet place, this secret room, this secret place of the Most High, to get answers that we seek, to find solutions to problems we encounter along our way as we march towards our dream. We'll talk more about that and how we apply this to the goal achievement process in upcoming episodes. For today, I want to thank you so much for being here and invite you to come back again tomorrow for another episode of the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina.